You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Ramona Shelburne on the NBA beat just said the Lakers are not consulting with LeBron James this offseason. Are we about to see him on the move as we are now 56 and a half minutes from the start of NBA free agency? This is exciting, boys.
It sure
what
is.
Are the Mavs going to look like in 24, 48, 72 hours? We're all over it. Coming up at 5:20. I got a LeBron trade idea for you. I think it gets it done. I want to know if you boys pull the trigger on this. Here's Wolchuk with some football.
One update with our Rangers. We're going to talk with CY here in about 20 minutes, but Sands just put out there that Evan Carter currently not with the team due to personal reasons. So I hope everything's okay with Evan and the Carter family. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it ends up being a positive thing that something's going on, but hopefully all good with Evan Carter, and he's not gone for long. But let's get into your NFL sounds of the day. We'll start in our own backyard. Netflix has put out the trailer, fellas, for Jerry Jones' new docuseries. This is going to be a 10-parter, The Gambler and His Cowboys. Jerry Jones' docuseries, America's Team. Here is the trailer.
The road to a championship is never paved smoothly. It's always paved with peaks and valleys.
Is a soap opera 365 days a year.
Texas is football country. The hole in Texas Stadium so God could watch his favorite team, the Cowboys.
When I bought the team, I was Darth Vader.
Dallas fans aren't happy.
Last year, they were 1-15.
I said, Dad, I don't know anything about running a football team. And he looked me in the eye and he said, neither do I.
We were gambling my family's whole fortune, so I had to take risks, and it started with Jimmy Johnson.
Get part of this, man. Asthma. Get over there on that other field and have some asthma.
And he made practice hell, so the game is heaven. We were ready.
Go time.
All of a sudden,
it was a runaway train.
Oh, baby.
Everywhere we went, they were icons.
We played hard, and then we played hard.
With that success, you also get disruption.
Police officers came to me,
and they pulled the gun.
Open the door right now!
Jerry is that disruptor, that innovator.
You're not much of a gambler unless you're going against the popular trend.
No one ever thought Jerry had the guts to fire Jimmy.
You don't know half the stuff that was happening.
Playing for the Cowboys is different.
The most valuable sports franchise in the world.
No matter what they say, they can't prepare you. You just got to experience it.
And only thing else I got to say is, how about this, Cowboys?
We do it our way, baby.
Oh, that end line just kind of ruined it for me.
We did it our way, baby. I mean, it's hard to not watch that. And, like, the nostalgia, I'm definitely going to eat this entire thing up. It's going to be eight episodes. I'm sorry, I said 10. It's 8 45-minute episodes. That's going to come out August 19th. It's going to feature Jerry, of course, Troy, Michael, Emmett, Dion, Jimmy, Barry. There'll be other players as well. But it's hard to not even just watch that trailer, and we'll see what else they get into. But the first 5 years of your career as owner of the Cowboys was magic. But you've owned the team now for how long? And we've got to go back to those years. We're not interviewing Tony Romo hadn't featured here. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Ware hadn't featured here. Mm-hmm. Tyron Smith, Dak Prescott, Jason Witten. I can keep going on and on of the careers that unfortunately don't have the championship glory that they're going back now 30 years to interview. And a part of that, a big part of that, is because of the person who this is being made after. So it's like I'm pumped for this, but it's also just kind of another example and reminder as a Cowboy fan, like, holy crap, we've got to go back to 1995 for the last time we tasted any glory.
It's brilliant take, Woolchuck, because, I mean, you're honoring and celebrating Jerry Jones and boosting his ego, and I think his ego is the biggest reason they haven't done anything in 30 years because he wants to do it his way. I mean, that's Nico Harrison-level rage bait to see that at the end of the clip. Please, spare me, you know, and I'm probably going to watch it because I'm going to try to farm content out of it. But it just hurts, you know, like you did it your way. What does that mean ultimately? That means that the entire world has been telling you you're not a very good GM for 2.5 decades, and you're like, I'm going to do it my way. You would rather do it your way than give the fans what they want, which is team success. You know, your way just wins regular season games. It's a tried-and-true process. And it doesn't matter how many great players you bring in here. Your way is to maximize profit over a decade-long period. And that means never going for it in a way that might put you in the cellar for 5 years. The Eagles aren't scared of being in the cellar for 5 years because they're trying to win as many Super Bowls as they can.
Yeah.
And you know what? He has now led the NFL, Jeffrey Lurie, has in cash spending for 4 consecutive years at $300 million. That's how much the Eagles spend over the last half decade, every offseason trying to make this team a champion. The Cowboys spend 40, 60. It's not even the same level of commitment, you know? So, cool. Good show. I hope it's not like Jordan's Bull show where it's just about celebrating this one guy because you can see right through that. I need some real journalism here to keep me hooked.
Well, this could also be the final thing that you see for Jerry, and I don't mean to sound morbid, but this is the documentary. This is the series. This is when...
The legacy.
The legacy, you know, when people go back and they... Mm-hmm. You know, it's like how we used to celebrate the 30s for 30s. You know, we go back, we watch all those, the Pony Excess and the U and all. And this, you know, we kind of relive that. This has very much like a vibe to it that this is Jerry's documentary about his life.
Yeah.
In that time when it was a much happier time when it came to, you know, winning championships and stuff like that. Other than, like you guys have said, right now it's about the money that they've made. You know, it's not about the championships that they've won. And that's unfortunate.
No, and the 817, hey, it's his money. Everyone sounds like an HOA. It's your house, but I'm going to tell you what to do. Can someone tell you how to raise your kids? It's nice to win, but that's...
Thanks, buddy.
That's
Thank
the
you.
Take that Jerry's going
Do you have anything
with.
To add to the conversation?
I mean, yeah. He obviously, it's a family business. They've done a lot of great things for the NFL. Done a lot of great things in terms of...
Oh, he's made the other
businesses.
NFL... He's made the other NFL... Owner's billionaire.
Just as an owner,
yeah.
There's zero problem.
No,
there.
He's made the Rooney's billionaires. He's made the Browns in Cincinnati. These family, the McCaskies in Chicago. He's made these people billionaires because of the vision that he had for television and marketing and things like that. And
in terms of this documentary brought us, like, I didn't get to obviously live through a lot of these this glory time.
That was tough.
So I'm fired up about watching it.
Yeah.
But will you make this appointment television for yourself?
Oh, no, absolutely. Okay. Because, you know, when he was having success and the Cowboys were having success, we were on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were trying to – he was battling San Francisco every year.
And you were in Green Bay.
And we were trying to battle him in Green Bay. And, you know, for unfortunately for the Cowboys, they had a draft that – they had a draft that just took them backwards, and they didn't have replacement players ready to go. They, like, they'd always get you with their depth, you know, and their coaching. And they had a draft where it went south on them, and then all of a sudden Troy gets hurt. Michael gets hurt, you know, everybody starts, you know, Moose Johnson, all these guys start to like fade, and they didn't have anybody in place ready to go. And we were able to jump up in there for a couple of years, you know, back-to-back Super Bowls, win one. But yeah, it was difficult. That was a hard team to battle because everything about it was difficult to deal with the players, the coaches. That was one of the best I'd ever seen.
Yeah, and the 2-1-4 said the 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl either. And thank goodness, you're 100% right. But that's
been
also
there a few times.
Bit of a loser's mentality there, right? Yeah, they've been to three. Been to three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
As Cowboy fans
NFC
right
championship
now.
Championship games.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we'd be like, we are starved just to see the Cowboys play on a championship Sunday. Just make the Final Four. It would be freaking euphoria.
So, I mean, who are these fans? Like, explain yourself. What is being a Cowboys fan to you then? Just being like, awesome, go. Like, this is sports culture. It's debating what's in the best interest of your team so they can win another championship.
Right.
Apparently, you're just like, you're enough of a sports fan that you're listening to sports radio, but you just want to kick back and let everything happen and just kind of enjoy the ride. I mean, that's cool. It's just a spectator, right? Sports radio is about debating and having takes and trying to, you know, have a community around this thing where we can commiserate and celebrate.
I think it's we've seen over the years, and it happens every year. I kind of feel like when we get to that final game and maybe Zach and I are doing that post-game show, that every year it's kind of kicked a little further down the road of like, nah, we're not doing this. They lose a little more. They lose a little bit more of the fan that's like, listen, I'm not here for the 12-win regular season and the second overall seed,
right,
and they go get bounced by Green Bay in the first round of the playoffs. There's a lot of fans that are against that now.
And then do absolutely nothing different with the way that you run the team.
All righty, that's great stuff. CY is walking up to our broadcast position. We'll step aside and get ready to talk with the Rangers president of baseball operations coming up next here. It's the GBAG Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's time for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers as he joins us live in person at the Globe Center Field suite level. If you'd like to come by and say hi when the doors open. They'll open a series against the Orioles, and Chris Young Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, man. It's so good to be here and to open up this series against the Orioles, hoping for success. Now, what'd you think about the weekend performance in the extra innings? A lot of good stuff happened.
Well, it was. I mean, there was a lot of good baseball. It was three really good baseball games. Just from an entertainment standpoint, we had a chance to win all three, and we only came away with one. It was a little disappointing in that sense, but... You know, I think it shows where our team is in terms of we can compete with a division rival, a team that's very, very good, and we had a chance to win all three games. Unfortunately, we just didn't get the job done twice in extra innings, and it came down to some little things that we just didn't execute as well as we need to. So I think it's some things that we've got to focus on, we've got to continue to improve and clean up. And you know, I don't want to make excuses, but we are a little shorthanded right now without Wyatt, without Berger, without Jock. And so to see the guys compete and battle without three of our main guys in the lineup, I thought it was a good sign. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're measured on wins and losses, and we got to find a way to convert those close games to wins.
Good time to see Corey Seager picking it up, isn't it?
Yeah, Corey's huge. I mean, he just means so much to our team. He can put our team on his shoulders and carry us, and what he did, the extra inning home run yesterday was just so awesome. I thought we were going to win that game at that point, and unfortunately, we just came up a little short, but Corey is a huge part of our success to get him going. The other guys are going to feed off this, and my hope is that we can get, you know, several guys going together here, and if we do, it can, you know, it can turn quickly for the better.
Is there anything formal with hitting midseason that changes with an evaluation, or are we hitting benchmarks, or is it just the process?
Well, the process is huge. I mean, we want to see quality at bats, and I think that's the biggest thing we look for. Sometimes your 15-day, 20-day results may be, you know, skewed by some hard outs, or you may have soft contact that leads to good results that maybe indicate, you know, your process stats haven't been as good. But overall, we want to see good quality at bats. We want to see the players committing to our team mentality, our team approach, and really working the pitcher, not chasing too much, staying within the strike zone, and hitting the ball hard when they do make contact. And, you know, so those are the main check marks that we look for and make sure that our guys are, you know, maintaining or staying true to those. And, you know, more often than not, when you do that, you'll have good results. Unfortunately, we haven't seen as many good results this year as we'd like.
So you're seeing the predicting indicators that this should be picking up pretty soon?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes in that we have seen some positive performances. We've seen some improvements in Adolis Garcia over the course of June. We've seen Marcus Semien really came on strong. Obviously, having Corey back is huge. You know, we're missing Wyatt right now, Berger right now. JJ's had a tough month. So, you know, Evan Carter's been very good. Sam Haggerty's been very good. Josh Smith's been very good. So what I'd like to see is collectively, I'd like to see closer to, you know, 8 or 9 of the 13 going well instead of only 4 or 5. And if we can kind of trend that direction, then yes, we should have confidence that the offensive numbers will improve collectively.
I wanted to piggyback off JJ, and I married into a Texas Tech household, so I hope I can return home. But when it comes to Josh Young, what are you seeing right now? The exit velo has been down. I know over the weekend a couple of tough ABs, especially in extra innings.
Yeah, it's mainly approach-driven. I mean, he's just, in certain situations, his swing rate, his chase rate, he just gets a little too excited, and he starts chasing too much. And I think the opposing pitchers know this, and they don't throw him strikes, and in turn, he gets himself out. And really, in these moments where you're not going well, somebody once said, you know, you try to do less in those moments. You almost see more pitches because you know if you put the ball in play, you're probably not going to barrel it. And JJ seems to be doing the opposite. So we've got to really find a way to get him back into what he was doing the first couple months of the season and get him to a better approach that's going to allow him to have success. But right now what we're seeing is not working, and so we've got to make some adjustments.
If you guys were healthier right now, would he be getting more days off, or, you know, what's the next step for him?
Look, I've said all along, and I can't run from it, it's a performance-based game. And the guys who perform the best are the ones who are going to play. Right now, we're a little boxed in with the injuries. But when guys are going well, and if there's somebody struggling to a level that we think we're better off with a different personnel on the field, we have an obligation to our fans to do that and make that move. And so the reality is that guys have to perform, and so that's what we're going to be looking for. It's our job to create the competition at a level that guys feel the need and urgency to perform. And unfortunately, we're a little banged up right now. We don't have the depth that we need to create that competition. But at the end, it is a performance-based game.
Chris Young here with you on The Fan. A guy who's performing well, looking forward to see him pitch tomorrow, Jacob DeGrom. I'm curious, last week, would he have been allowed to go the distance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jacob was, you know, his pitch count was in a good spot. I think he was at 84, 85 pitches through 7. You know, Jacob can have a 10-pitch inning, too. I mean, so I really thought he was going to flirt with it. He was going to get close, if not get it. And, you know, there was a seeing eye ground ball. I gave him a hard time because I said, you know, Jacob, when I gave up mine and a couple times where I had close calls or flirted with no hitters, I gave them up in style. I gave up home runs to end my no hitters, and you gave up a seeing eye ground ball. So shows how good he was and how close he was.
Yeah, that was amazing. Back-to-back nights. Now, sorry, Brian.
No, go ahead. I'll cover after.
Is there any update on the 200-inning idea, like where you ride that in relation to needing every one of his starts?
Look, I think a lot of that's going to be dependent upon where we are with the season and where the team is record-wise. Are we in competition? You know, Jacob is feeling great. The biggest things that we want to make sure that we protect are his recovery in between starts, making sure we're providing ample rest in between outings, that we're monitoring the volume of throws each outing, the volume of throws each week with his workload, you know, not in games, and that Jacob is bouncing back. And he's done all those things magnificently so far this year. And our goal is that that continues. Our medical team has done a great job. Jacob's done a tremendous job of taking care of himself. And what that inning total will look like at the end of the year, we will see. It's such a fluid thing right now, but, you know, he's just been marvelous.
Yeah.
Chris, I was going to ask you, Josh Smith just looks natural playing first base. Is that rare what he's doing over there right now? I mean, just over the weekend, and he had some outstanding defensive plays, but his ability to pick a couple, some low throws and stuff like that, it just seems like he's a fit anywhere you put him. But he looks like he's comfortable over there playing first base.
Yeah, Josh has been tremendous. I mean, he really is a super utility player. He can play almost every position on the diamond, maybe minus catching. But, you know, we've never had to see him at second base because of Marcus, and he can fill in at short, third. He's playing great first base right now for Jake Berger. We've seen him in center field, left field. I can't remember if he's played right before, but it wouldn't shock me if he has, and I'm sure he's done it well. He really is remarkable at how well he can play multiple positions. And I really don't want to downplay how hard that is. Yeah. That's a really tough thing. I mean, you see guys who are the best in the world come out and work at their craft. We're watching them right now. They're taking ground balls at their respective positions. But, you know, 4 out of the 5 come out to the exact same position every day and really hone that in. Smitty has to work at multiple positions, and he's very good at all of them. It speaks to how talented he is, but by no means is that easy. And he makes it look easy.
I was going to ask you, too. I felt terrible for Cole Wynn yesterday. I really did. You know, and he goes out there in the 11th, and you're like, man, he did exactly. And it just goes to show the depth that you've built in your bullpen to be able to kind of go that far and have a guy give you a quality.
Especially three
nights in a row. To me, I'm going, gosh, they have got to end this for this guy right now. I mean, he pitched a heck of an inning there in the
11th. You know, and that was the hard part of yesterday's game is that Cole came in. He's a young player in a tough situation. He did his job. He got through the, was it the 10th or the, I can't remember, the 11th, and held the run. They didn't score.
Right.
And then we got to a situation where we just needed contact there to win the game. And we couldn't get it done. And it's tough to see. Cole had to go back out there. The bullpen was very thin. I mean, we had three extra inning games over the weekend. We had a short start Friday night from Evo, which was scheduled, and then played 12 innings that night. And so it was very taxing on our arms. Our young pitchers stepped up and did a great job with Kamar on Saturday, Jack on Sunday. Jake Latz came in relief. I mean, I can't speak to how great our pitching was this weekend to really pick us up. And unfortunately, we just didn't quite come up with enough runs or push enough runs across that would allow us to win at least two or three, if not all three.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so in 2023, you got to earn being buyers at the deadline. The offense was great, needed pitchers. Could the opposite be said about right now? Like, this team actually has earned being buyers because the pitching's been so damn good.
Yeah, you know, I think less about whether the offense or the pitching has earned it, it's collectively, team-wise, where are we? And in 2023, we were in a really good spot in terms of our record and being in first place and the driver's seat in the division. And, you know, this year, unfortunately, we're two games under and we're not in the driver's seat. We're playing catch-up right now. And while I believe in this team and I believe that we can turn it on and when we get healthy, these guys are very capable of being a very good team. The reality is that to this point in the season, we have not seen it with any level of consistency. And so what I'd like to see immediately is us play very good baseball for a consistent period of time. And there's still time left to do that. However, you know, we don't have in perpetuity, so to speak, to make these decisions. We don't get till the end of the season to decide whether we're a winning team or not. We have to make these decisions a little bit earlier in terms of what we're going to do to upgrade the team or maybe, you know, trade from some of these pieces that may be expiring contracts or whatever, you know, may not fit in the future. So we do have tough decisions ahead. And, you know, really, I always say it's the team will help us determine the fate and where we're going. And, you know, that's why this weekend was a really kind of a heartbreaker. But that said, there's still time to respond. We've got three games with Baltimore here. My hope is that we can win two or three, if not all three. And then we go on a tough road trip before the All-Star break, and that may determine in a lot of ways what direction we go. But we've got three tough games in San Diego. We go to Anaheim, who's been playing very good baseball for four, and then we finish down in Houston before the break. And if we can have a good stretch of baseball but here before the break, you know, I think it could give us confidence that we can go and add to this team in a way that will give us a chance to have a great second half.
You brought up Berger and Langford earlier. How are they doing? And then Tyler Malley as well. How close is he?
Yeah, several updates. Jake Berger is doing great. He has passed his test. He's going to be out on rehab the next couple days, and he'll join us in San Diego. Wyatt Langford, the same, doing really, really well. We should see him the day he's eligible to return off the IL in San Diego. Evan Carter is away from the team the next couple days dealing with a death in the family. And sadly, we wish Evan and his family the best. But he'll be back by Wednesday, so we'll get him back. And then lastly, Tyler Malley. You know, we're in a little bit of a holding pattern with Tyler. His last MRI showed, you know, a little bit of a strain in his rotator cuff, something that we've got to give a little more time to heal. He's not quite ready to start throwing. There was progress from the previous MRI, but unfortunately, we're not going to have Tyler anytime soon.
Okay. Wow, that's a tough news to take.
The other one I should have mentioned, John Gray is doing really, really well. John is throwing bullpens. He'll have a live BP in the next couple days, and at which point we'll hopefully get him out on rehab. And after a few rehab outings, he may be ready to rejoin the team. So we're good on the Gray front.
Now, what happened with Bradford last week? Did he try to go out and do something and realize, oh, the pain's back? Or
yeah, you know, I can't say specifically that Cody would have to answer as to when he felt it. I just know that, you know, he had cranked it up. We had kind of, we thought, passed some tests with live BPs and bullpens. And then, you know, playing catch, he was a little tight. He had been battling, I think, a flu bug. And, just wasn't feeling well. We took another MRI, and it showed that the kind of the tear, the damage was a little more significant, and the best course of action to make sure that, you know, really hopefully he could be back in sometime in 2026 was to go ahead and have a surgery. And Dr. Meister did the surgery. I think we got the best possible outcome in terms of it being a brace procedure. And so I'm optimistic, you know, knowing Cody, he's going to do everything he possibly can to get back. And my hope is that we'll see him at some point next year.
Awesome stuff, sir. Thank you so much for your insights on all these topics. And give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks again for coming out. Love having you guys. And let's get some wins this week here.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah. We'll drink to that. All right. Chris Young here with you. Brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. Almost every single Monday of the Ranger season here at 420. So good to us. Thank you, CY. We're coming back with more sports here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
5-3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here. We're live at the Globe. Just had Chris Young on, and now it's time to chat with Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I feel like a seven-year-old. I'm like looking at the camera thing, like looking at myself, like trying to, like, I'm sticking my tongue out, like acting like a little kid.
I love it. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Buddy, CY just said he doesn't think Tyler Mahle is coming back anytime soon. He's got something going on in the shoulder. How long could he be out? Is this year ending?
Yeah, I mean, so we're at the end of June, right? Is today June 30th?
Yeah, today's June 30th, yeah.
So you got July, August, September. If he's going to come back as a starting pitcher, you know, you figure with each passing day, that's, you know, a little more buildup he's going to need. You know, he's not even throwing, right? So I would say that if he doesn't make a move in the next couple weeks in terms of just being able to throw, you know, it would definitely be incredibly difficult for him to come back as a starter. And maybe, you know, maybe it would shut things down. I don't know. It's
coming up in free agency.
Yeah, you know, that, yeah. I was thinking that, you know, there's other factors like what does he want? What's best for him? Is it better for him to just, you know, take time off and be ready for next year? Or is it better for him to show that he, you know, is back on the mound ahead of free agency? You know, I don't know. And I know that there's the team component, but these are individuals, and you know, you want to be respectful of what, you know, their situation is in that regard. So, yeah, but I would say the fact that he's not throwing right now, and in some kind of progression plan, probably makes it difficult to envision him getting, you know, a handful of starts before the season ends. But I guess, you know, hopefully things can start to turn in his favor and he can get kind of on that track back.
Was he kind of their best trade chip?
Well, if they go into sell mode,
yes,
then no, because if they go into sell mode, they've got a lot of appealing, you know, appealing players. Just given the fact that we look at this roster and like, this is a really good roster. You know, it's same. Honestly, same with the Orioles. You know, the Orioles are in an interesting spot too. The Diamondbacks, another team. But I think he was a really interesting, you know, trade chip, regardless of buying or selling, right? Because, you know, even though Bradford's not back this year, you do have Gray coming back. Rocker is taking steps forward. You know, I think you feel good about Leiter every 5 days. Now, you know, you'd have to balance, you know, whatever innings ideas you might have for some of these guys. But, you know, Jacob Latz is now a guy you think, oh, yeah, you know, he could be a starter. So, you know, Malley would have been an interesting candidate to be moved, I think, no matter what. If he, I guess, Eric, to best answer the question, I think maybe there's a chance that some of the numbers would have regressed just a little bit. I mean, like a sub-2 ERA is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. But, yeah, that definitely stings no matter what. Listen, his injury hurts him either because he's a really good pitcher who every 5 days could help them win a baseball game, or, you know, if they go another direction, yeah. I mean, he is someone who could have provided something in return, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't want any of them to be sellers, okay? But if they are, and we go through some of the options here, I mean, do you think if they did a deep dive and some real internal reflections, like they would say, maybe we do make a big trade. We're packaging a Josh Young, an Evan Carter with an Adolis Garcia, and we're moving on and we're kind of reconstructing and rebuilding a little bit.
Well, I'd say this.
Reconstructing is not a word.
No, but that was a good one. I mean, maybe we can make it a word, right?
Yeah.
Let's make history this
reconstructing,
this MLB.
Baby. Let's reconstruct
yeah. trade deadline.
I mean, we'll tell Rosenthal and Heyman and all these guys who break the trades.
Texas, you know, Rangers, yeah. Reconstructing.
Yeah. you just spoke to Chris Young, right?
Yeah.
And we know him to be
aggressive,
right? He's not one of these guys, you know, I don't know, and I'm scared to make a big play. No, like, he's not
so
afraid
to sell. Don't half-ass sell.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to take a big swing. I mean, honestly, like, I know this might be crazy to some people, but signing Jacob deGrom, like, some people might say, well, what sort of a risk is that? But I think a lot of other people would say, no, I mean, that's a big risk, right? He's not afraid to make that risk. And so I wouldn't put it past, you know, if they were to go down that lane. It's always tough to talk about trades because we always talk about it linearly, right? It's always like if the Rangers trade player A to this team, what could they get back? But we know that multiplayer trades, multi-team trades, right? You know, or three-team trades, I should say.
How broadcaster trades?
Broadcaster trades. I mean,
You brought that up.
We against the Orioles.
Yep.
Sean Armstrong was traded for Dylan Carlson. I wouldn't put anything past this front office just in terms of doing something to put them in a position to win next year. The one thing I don't think I see is them saying, hey, we're going to start a 3-year rebuild, right? And I don't think they need to. But I think that, you know, any sort of move that could help put them in a better position to compete in 2026, I think they'd consider. And, I mean, at the end of the day, guys, a lot of people thought, we all thought this lineup was a top-5 lineup in baseball, right?
Sure did.
Well, it's 2 years now where the lineup hasn't quite met expectations, and at some point, fair or not, right or wrong, you got to look in the mirror and ask, is this guy as good as maybe we projected him to be, or did we have it wrong on that guy? And I think that might lead to, you know, some tough conversations.
Yeah, it is brutal. Like, how many of those players were trending in a right direction and thought like a Young and Carter were going to be foundation pieces for this team? Let me ask you, you don't want to deal any of the young guys, right? We're talking about dealing guys that are at the end of their contracts, basically, and won't be back anyway. Is that the extent of selling? And how much could you sell and still have enough around Evo and DeGrom next year?
Yeah, so it's a good question. What do we always say with trades? You gotta give to get, right? Mm-hmm. So, your Tyler Mahle question, Chief. He's a free agent to be. And he's not, with all due respect to Tyler Mahle, who maybe would have been an all-star, but he's not Nathan Eovaldi with a badass playoff track record. He's not Jacob deGrom. So a free agent to be, you know, that changes the conversation.
Sure.
You know, where do you get the most value? You get value with control.
Yeah.
Right? And so, Gavin, I would be shocked if they traded Wyatt Langford, right? But beyond that, there are some guys who have control, and I think that, you know, they're not going to hang up, I guess I'd say, right? If you call me and you're like, hey, I think like Wyatt Langford, they'd probably be like, unless you're giving me like Mookie Betts, I mean, we're good. Like, thanks. Anyone else? I mean, I wouldn't put it past this front office. I just think they're very aggressive, and to their credit, you know, that they're not, you know, I use the word linear. I don't think they think linearly, right? I think they are outside the box. Like, what can we do? Let's be creative to try and get this thing where we need it to go.
So we got
to
circle around here some point before the deadline, get an updated CY take on would you trade DeGrom? You think they could?
Well, yeah, I mean, gosh, the way he's
so
pitching,
amazing.
Yeah.
Does he have a no trade?
Yeah, he has to sign off.
He has a no trade. And I'll be honest, right? So you think of one challenge there. And I want to make this clear.
Yeah.
I'm not in favor of trading him.
No, we're talking. This is June conversation.
No. For sure.
You're not. Yeah, I understand.
But the money's going to be a part of the conversation, right?
Absolutely.
The Rangers, I don't think, are going to be too keen. I don't think Ray Davis would be keen on
eating.
The Rangers paying a lot of money for DeGrom to go be a stud elsewhere. Mm. So then you got to pick a team that's willing to or able to take on a lot of money. And I'm not saying I know Jacob DeGrom, you know, is super well or anything, but I don't think he would want to go to a New York team. I mean, he's certainly not the Mets. I don't think the Yankees. I don't know that he'd want to go to Toronto. I don't know that he'd want to go. And again, this isn't just for a few months. He's under contract. This could be for a few years. I think he loves being here. He is a small town Florida guy. I don't think he wants to go to the Miami Marlins. I don't think he wants to go to the Tampa Bay Rays. This is, for a lot of guys, one thing that's really appealing. We always talk about the state income tax.
You can live in the country out here.
What's that?
You can live in a country. A lot of space and a lot of, you know.
This is a major market. This is a team that they act as a major player in that regard.
Doesn't get beat down a lot.
But this isn't, with all due respect to the people who cover the teams here, certainly, I mean, the Cowboys definitely have a robust beat. But the Rangers, Stars, Mavs, it's not Philadelphia. It's not New York. You know, every step doesn't get overanalyzed. And I think that a lot of guys like that. So, yeah, the no-trade clause could be a problem, but I also just think, you know, Chris Young values pitching so much, and this guy is, I mean, he's not just a good pitcher, right? He's one of the all-time greats, and we're seeing him, you know, in top form. And but, yeah, I mean, if they were like, no, we'll trade him, would he have value? Heck, yeah.
Are you in Josh Young panic mode right now? I mean,
no, I'm not in panic mode. I'll tell you, I think it's so tough in this sport to live or ride through a player's struggles, right? We were all, let's be honest, we were all wondering, you know, is Marcus Semien totally done?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
2 months. And it's fair. That was a fair, like, you know, he's coming off a down year. Well, you know, he's put together a really good month, and I think, you know, he's shown, no, there's good baseball left. The one thing that, there are two things with Josh that are a little concerning. One, the exit velocity is down a few miles an hour. And I think that's just because he's, you know, he's not barreling balls up as much because he's not necessarily making the best swing decisions, right? And that's a phrase Boach doesn't like, swing decisions, because I think he thinks that's a nerd phrase, like a guy's in the box, like, you know, making a decision, do I press X or not? But I say that to simply, you know, describe whether or not he swings at certain pitches. And then you saw the Mariners this weekend, and more teams are doing this. Hey, throw a fastball top of the zone.
Yeah.
If it's a strike, he's going to have a tough time connecting on it, and he'll go upstairs and chase.
He will.
And so, you know, he's just going to have to make adjustments. You know, we saw in 2023, he was awesome. He was an all-star,
yep.
right? And he was big in the postseason. Well, we didn't really get a chance to fairly evaluate him last year. I mean, he got off to a great start, gets hit, misses like 4 months, and then when he comes back, he's in and out, he's not right, they shut it down. But last year would have been the year where it's like, oh, the league's making adjustments on you, now you got to make adjustments against the league. He's kind of living through that right now. And so, you know, I think it's going to be interesting over the next month or so. Can he punch back? Can he get himself out of the corner? Can he figure out a way to become that guy again by making adjustments against what the league's doing to him? Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I love the conversation you had with him on the pregame show in the last couple of weeks. And it's just funny because he is known for being like one of the most maniacal, detail-oriented, like hardest-working dudes,
yeah.
super prepared.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to see like that guy, even a guy like that, can struggle mightily.
And he knows it, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's not a... He's aware of how he's performing. And this game's hard, you know, and I know people don't like hearing that, but and it's the same hard for everyone, but that's why you have guys who go through these stretches. Like, I guess maybe, like, Dak could go through, like, what would be the equivalent of, like, one bad month of baseball, like two or three games where he just doesn't have it. But, like, I feel like let's not compare Josh to a quarterback, you know, a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's we don't experience like CeeDee Lamb disappearing for three games. We more look at it like if he's had three bad games, it's probably because they're not getting him the ball enough, right? I mean, I don't remember a stretch where CeeDee Lamb had three straight games where he just wasn't catching passes.
Right.
Maybe one, maybe two, but like it's different in this sport, you know, because you don't dictate as much as a hitter, right? The guy on the mound does a lot of the dictating, and you know, every year we all fall victim to it, myself included, that you know, you forget that it's tough.
The
yeah,
lows.
The highs and the lows, right? So, yeah, I mean, gosh, Evan Carter's been great,
yeah.
right? And he's not here today, the family issue. But there was a stretch like last year where it's like, gosh, is Evan Carter, is he playable,
yeah.
right? You know, so, you know, I think it's easy to give up on a guy. It's tough to ride through it with them. But, you know, right now, unless the Rangers move Josh, you know, they need him to get out there and try and work through this because – when we look at this lineup, he's a guy who can be really important to this group.
Tomorrow is July 1st, Jared, and a wise man once said, night is darkest right before dawn, or something like that. LFG.
LFG.
Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing.
LFG.
Have a great night, buddy. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you, fellas.
You're the man, Jared Sandler.
Jared Sandler.
Thanks, Sam,
on
man.
Twitter, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. NBA free agency is about to start, Chief, and I think it's right on time for a sports hodgepodge.
Yeah, let's get you that NBA free agent 411, plus plenty more in the world of sport that's next year in the nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.